detection rate, this has been used in the past, I think is the worst indicator you can imagine. There are big differences between countries. Of course, detection rates is depending on sensitivity, why not? You do expect a drop in detection rate at second round screening and repeat screening, because at the first screening you are detecting a lot of slow-growing, indolent, prevalent cancer who are there. But the trouble is that we are comparing countries, as I showed before, with a quite different underlying incidence. So if you compare it with the incidence from the National Cancer Registry, when available, or from some regional cancer registry, you see that there are striking differences in terms of incidence, which of course will reflect automatically in difference in terms of detection rate. For example, if you take Ireland, if you take Ireland and Italy, which are compared just because the flags are quite similar and we don't have to match them in the cup, you see that at repeat screening, Ireland has a substantially lower recur rate, the difference about 25-30%. But if you compare incidence, you see that this is almost totally explained by a difference in incidence. So we should not rely at all about detection rates unless we correct by incidence, if we know it. So the ratio of expected to observed may be correct, not the crude detection rate.